first crew, unfortunately, discovered why such headgear is necessary. Three were scouting and collecting developmental leads on the moon, while their ship, the Harvester, orbited above. I will now play back a vid of their deaths, which they themselves recorded from their helmets.
I said, are we going to see a decapitation?
I don't know,
Nakari whispered. The hollow shifted to helmet footage of a Bith in full armor walking through the Phexian forest. He wore a giant helmet to cover his fleshy, bulbous head, and when he turned briefly to check on his partners, his black eyes could be seen through his faceplate. He was leading the person with the cam and talking about what he was seeing, his alien speech overdubbed with a monotone translation in Basic that conveyed none of the excitement and later panic that he obviously felt. Our view switched to his feed, presumably since the Bith disappeared and we saw nothing but the forest ahead, and the quality of the sound changed from a calm crackle to a muffled internal echo like one often hears in the confines of a helmet.
The crystalline flowers we've seen are valuable just as they are for the jewelry trade. Before we put them under a microscope for medical use.
An impact to his head shook the cam.
Ah, Charm's knob. What was that?
The hollow switched back to the original view, where we could see the Bith ducking and shaking his head and slapping at the top of it. Odd how he never actually made contact with his helmet, and his hands came away pricked with blood.
Gah! Something's on my head. Get it off.
What? Where?
The owner of the first helmet cam spoke.
I don't see anything.
Right on top. I think it's trying to get through. Hurry. Ah!
The Bith suddenly ceased moving. Or rather, I should say he ceased struggling, for his arms fell limp at his sides, and he collapsed face first to the ground, dead of completely mysterious causes. There was nothing visible attached to his head.
What in five bloody...
The first speaker began, and then his helmet rocked as well.
Oh, no, no! What is it? Hafner, stun me quick! Stun my head! And Primates, too!
The view swung around to reveal a third member of the party, a green-skinned Duros with wide, terrified red eyes behind his visor.
What? I don't understand.
The view switched to the cam of the Duros named Hafner as he watched the original speaker, a human male, gesturing madly at him. Beyond the human, we could see Priban's still body on the forest floor.
Stun me now, or I'm just as dead as Priban! Do it!
Hafner's cam shook. I guess he was fumbling for his blaster.
Hurry! It's drilling through!
The human's limbs went slack. His eyes rolled up in his head, and he fell forward just as the Bith had. Hafner finally got it together, much too late, and shot a stun blast at the unnamed human and at the Bith. Tiny squeals resulted, and the predators lay revealed. Small six-legged creatures with spindly limbs that ended in clawed fingers designed to clutch and hold on to prey. Their heads were long snouts with a bulbous skull at the top, ringed by eight eyes evenly spaced around it. Their bodies had sharp, rigid spines in four rows of four each, presented radially so that anything trying to slap away the creatures would get poked. In each case, the creatures had their snout inserted into a hole in the helmet. Hafner leaned in closer to the human to get a better look.
Are you seeing this through the feed, Harvester? What is it? I couldn't see it before. It didn't appear until it was stunned. That implies conscious control of a very powerful natural camouflage system. It bored right through the helmet. I think you should come pick us up now. We aren't prepared for this kind of thing.
Reaching out with the tip of his blaster, Hafner thrust it underneath the creature's neck and lifted, pulling the flexible snout out of the cavity, only to discover that there was another thinner snout, like a translucent hose inside of that one. And as it came free, blood and chunks of brain slipped out and plopped wetly onto the helmet.
I knew it. These things eat brains. That's why all the animals on this moon are so armored.
Hafner looked up and saw branches overhanging high above.
They must drop down from the trees. If they stay up there, a creature close to the ground probably wouldn't smell them in time. And you can't see them unless they're unconscious. Or dead, I suppose. But how did they...
The cam view returned to the creature.
That feeding tube couldn't have drilled through the helmets. Its outer snout looks like regular skin over cartilage. I'm going to take a closer look while it's still stunned, and then get out of here. I hope you guys are on your way, Harvester.
A garbled reply came in.
On our way!
For the record, scientists scare me a little bit. I think a normal reaction for most people upon witnessing two colleagues' brains get eaten by invisible aliens would not be a calm request for pickup, but rather a screaming demand for an airstrike to turn the entire surface of the planet to glass. This Hafner should be running away and soiling his armor, not taking a closer look at the brain-slurping alien. He set his blaster down on the forest floor, and Nakari exploded, shouting at the hollow.
No! What are you thinking? Don't put down your weapon! That thing could wake up at any time!
We already know this isn't going to end well, I said. Your father said as much. Being careful to avoid the spines, Hafner picked up the limp alien form with his gloved hands.
Not heavy. Thin bones, but very strong ones. And look at the skin. Colors radiate wherever I touch it.
We couldn't see that in the hollow, or at least not clearly. There were hints of color, but the low quality of the projector fed everything through a strong blue filter, and subtlety was lost, though we could see variations in the tone next to the points where his fingers applied pressure.
Must be a highly advanced chromatophore system in the skin.
Cradling the creature by its lower extremities in his left hand, he grabbed hold of the snout with his right. The clear feeding tube retracted by reflex on contact. Hafner continued his commentary.
The snout looks complete.